Hello, 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 and welcome to episode 17 of The Good, The Dan, The Florida Man. With you, as always, your hosts.
I'm The Good, I'm Ryan, happy to have you here, thanks for being. We got this guy.
I'm Daniel, I'm The Dan, and that guy over there.
I am Ben, and I'm the Florida Man, and it's nice to know that we're right back to messing up the intros. Our first good one last week, and then we're right back to just regularly scheduled programming this week. Yeah. If this is your first time listening to us, hi, we are The Good, The Dan, The Florida Man. We are three stand-up comedians that had to shut down when COVID hit, and so we went to the medium of healing the world through three more white men on a podcast. We hope you have enjoyed it. Just as much
as
we have. Sometimes my brain works really fast and my mouth is like, slow down.
Yep.
And then I don't.
I get that. Yeah.
But since we are three stand-up comedians, we still have some shows coming up. So, Ryan, where can they see where you got anything coming up?
I'd recommend following me on my Instagram or going to my website. But yeah, I think the next one's July 8th at Flappers in Burbank. But yeah. I'm just waiting for college shows to kick back off because, you know, summer. I do mostly college comedy, which is nice. But yeah, also I've got some at DC Comedy Loft in November, but they haven't even started selling tickets for that yet. So, yeah.
Go to college. See Ryan.
Go to college. You get me. I'm so sorry. Oh, that's not fair. Dan, what about you? You got shows?
I got shows. Well, I got a show on August 6th. I have the Soliloquy Showcase.
Where's
that at? And I am rehearsing for that currently. I can't remember the venue still. I need to get the details on that.
Yeah,
but
you have, like,
it is in Salt
weeks.
Lake City. I know it is in Salt Lake City. I think it's in one of the bigger theaters there. So I will have that updated by next week.
And I would hope so. Yeah,
also, are we doing Wipeout? I know it's only been a day.
Yes, I emailed them yesterday, guys.
Woo! Yeah. Oh, did they get back to you yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
We'll see how they go.
I will hold the dabbing for now. If okay,
Ben, what do you
if
got?
We if
you
we
have to
get
have hope, you have to have
if
faith.
We,
Ben.
If we get on Wipeout, I will dab.
Okay,
dude, if we get on Wipeout,
I'm glad.
We will
I'm going to hold you to that. I'm going to hold
too,
you to that.
That
Ben.
Too, but. I have some shows coming up. July 22nd, I'll be in Nashville, Tennessee at Zanies. July 23rd, I'll be in Atlanta, Georgia at The True by Hilton, which is sold out. August 13th, I'll be in Tallahassee, Florida, The Crumbbox. That show is also sold out. August 19th, just added this show today, Gainesville, Florida at Vecinos. August 21st, I'll be in Boca Raton, Florida at the Boca Black Box. And August 22nd, I'll be in Wesley Chapel, Florida at Side Splitters. And the podcast has a show. August 28th, the three of us will be in Morris, Minnesota at the University of Minnesota Morris. So come, get your laughs, and I think we're going to do a Q&A at the end of it, right?
I think we should.
Yeah,
normally colleges enjoy having us do that.
College kids enjoy asking questions of the people that are paid to entertain them.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's just class, normally.
Yeah, but that's where you can see us next if you do happen to be nearby and you want to come check us out. With that being said, let's jump into our show today. It is the Independence Day special.
Woo!
Yeah, this is coming out. You're listening to this. You might be listening to this July 3rd, the day before the 4th of July.
Freedom! I was just wanting to say that.
Yeah, you were building that one up for a while.
Freedom! Freedom! Like Potter. Like, that's just...
Potter. Well, we are doing a special episode today. It is strictly story time. So we have three stories from our three lives that we'll be talking about, 4th of July stuff, and then answer some of your questions and move on. Dan, I kind of wanted to start with you because I'm very interested in... How old were you when you, like, had your first American Independence Day celebration?
Well, it's interesting you say that because, well, it depends how you consider, right?
Right.
July 4th in my house was not a huge deal. My dad was American, but, like, the extent to which that was celebrated was, like, my mom would go and get, like, have someone bring the ingredients that were necessary to make pumpkin pie.
Hold up, time out. What's your mom, if your dad's just American? Which was, I never knew.
She's Zimbabwean. She's the Zimbabwean one, and my dad is the American one. Yeah.
So this is the celebrations you would do in Zimbabwe.
Okay. Like when we were younger, because we just never came during the summer. Like that's July is like when we're in the middle of school. Like that's like exam time.
Right.
Gotcha.
So like it was always just this like thing where our mom would just like cook something that would remind our dad. Like our dad would go and like buy root beer off of like the diplomats at the embassy and that sort of stuff. Like it was all this like it was always just like some weird. It's really food based. That's
some
all
weird,
I can say.
Very specific American thing that he would find somewhere in Zimbabwe. Like the Happy Fourth.
And to sauce it was crazy. And it was just wild. So we do like either root beer floats or pumpkin pie or something like that. Like that was, and that wasn't even consistent. Like it was like very rare that like July 4th was like highlighted. But occasionally my mom would get in her that she was like, we need to make dad feel happy about July 4th. He's missing out. So it was all this stuff. But my first July 4th was when I first
came here. Your first, like, official, your real one.
Yes, real one. Okay. Was when I came here to university. And this is...
And this is
the
BYU.
Only crazy July 4th that I have ever had in my entire life. And it was because I was in freshman year. Obviously, when you're a freshman, you do stupid stuff.
Absolutely. And, I haven't stopped.
Yeah, right, yeah. Wait, hey, you guys turn it on and off? Cool.
Well, you guys stop doing stupid stuff after freshman year?
Well, but
maybe it's because I dropped out right afterwards, so I just never had that closure of finishing freshman year.
it's followed me. The weird part about it was that when I first moved here, I moved here in spring. So I came to school at the start of spring semester. So I didn't actually come in with like freshmen. I came in with all these like weird juniors and sophomores. Like they were all living in the dorms.
Second semester freshmen.
Kind of. They weren't even like second semester freshmen. Like most of the people that I was like, to be honest with you, it was either that I was friends with like second semester freshmen or they were like return missionaries. Like, so either they were like super like, I want a party, or they were like,
I
want
to pray.
Read the scriptures with you. Like that was like how far it went. Like, yeah, it was
depending
just the
on the amount
thing.
Of drugs beforehand. Both of those things sound like a party.
Well, it was just like weird to have people approach you for the same Friday night and be like, do you want to read the scriptures or do you want to go to the strip club? Like it was a very like different type of contrast.
And
right?
As a gay man, you were like, neither one of those things honestly sound like a great time.
I'll actually take the scriptures. We'll combine the two. Like...
This is sword drills, but every time you get one right, she removes an article of clothing.
All right, let's talk about catechisms. Like, what the? I almost made Ben Smith.
Jesus loved prostitutes. Oh, gosh. Anyway.
So how old were you at this time?
I was
18.
I was 18.
18?
At this point. So I was 18. But what you also need to know is that it's Utah, right? So there's no real, like, way to go out. Like I don't know. It's just very
weird. Go to a soda bar and you drink fry sauce straight out of the bottle.
That sounds
pretty
awesome.
Much.
That sounds
pretty
so
much.
Good.
So basically what ended up happening was that I made friends with a whole bunch of like these. There was a guy. I'm not going to use names because I'm not great friends with them still. And then for obvious reasons after the story. I was friends with this guy and these two girls and we were like the best of friends, but we would hang out till like 5 a.m. every single night. We'd just go out and like walk to the gas station and get energy drinks to study.
Oh yeah. Crazy Mormon Utah.
You know,
just
yeah,
you guys
we were partying
hanging
hard, bro.
Out
we were
there, dude.
Karaoke and air hockey. Yeah.
You just show some ankle and
we
chug
did play
an energy
pool
drink.
A lot. We played pool. We had a pool table in our like lobby.
Wow. Did
area.
You bet on the pool table games or
we bet
was
Oreos
that too...
once. We bet Oreos once.
And then God
you
smoked
guys...
the Oreos. And
no,
like,
gambling
no,
and, no gambling. No gambling.
You guys took a sip of energy drink and a little bit of coffee and bet in a pool game. You're like, oh, we're living. This must be what it's like to live in Florida.
And now I can actually, the weird part about this is I can actually share this story now because I don't go to BYU anymore. So there's no like real threat to my like status because you can get expelled for like even knowing if someone is doing something quote unquote bad or against the honor code. So I obviously had these friends, and then I also had a friend that had come from Zimbabwe with me, and we had a whole bunch of, he had a whole bunch of friends from Jordan, like the country Jordan, right? They were all like these burly dudes. They just looked like they were just huge, right? They were all 21, and I soon found out on that very July 4th that they were used for a particular purpose, and I will share that just now.
Grilling. They were all master chefs.
Yeah, right. Oh.
Yes. Yes.
A Jordanian cuisine you've never had before. Just chef's kiss.
So.
Hot dog kebab.
July 4th, right? I go out with my family. We have like a real fun time. We do the hot dog and hamburger barbecue thing at our aunt's house.
Sure.
And I get a text from the group of friends. That's the guy and two girls. And they say, hey, let's go out tonight. We should go up to Salt Lake. That's where the party is. And so I was like, okay, cool. Whatever. We'll try that out.
That's the only time that sentence has ever been said and they meant it. Like, you know where the party is? Salt Lake City. Like, things are closing at 10 instead of 8.
Yo, what a better time to be in Utah than Independence Day.
Just wait. Just wait. Okay. It's about to get real. Okay, so I'm like, yeah, sure, let's do that, right? At the same time, my Zimbabwean friend messages and says, hey, I'm spending July 4th with my family, but I'm going to be free at like 10-ish. Do you want to meet up after that? And I was like, sure, yeah. My friends also want to meet up. Let's just have like a big group gathering. So we all meet up, and immediately I figure out that my Zimbabwean friend has been a little bit naughty. He hasn't been following the honor code, guys.
Oh, no. Oh.
And he says, hey, we should go get cigarettes from the gas station. Because that's how a party is had. Right?
And you could smell the caffeine on his breath. You knew. Oh, yeah. He'd been breaking the rules.
Forget drinking. Forget weed. We're just going to just smoke a cigarette.
Let's just have one cigarette. Yeah, let's just... Ugh.
Usually, it's like cigars are the celebratory thing. Yeah.
So... we go to this gas station and they're like, what should we get? And obviously all of us are 18. My friend calls up his Jordanian friends and says, hey, meet us at the gas station. These huge guys from Jordan walk in and they ask to get a whole bunch of Swisher sweets. You know, Swishers. Yeah. So they get a whole bunch of Swishers. And we sit behind this parking lot in absolute fear. Every time a car passed by, we were like, put it away! Put it away! I never smoked.
You guys know you were legally
like,
allowed to do that, right? You guys are all 18.
But we're in Provo, and people report people. At this point, people were reporting people consistently. Right?
Yeah, just so a bunch just of like snitches in Provo, Utah, dog.
Wow, just...
You gotta give everyone stitches right now.
Just straight up the Soviet Union up in there. Like, I don't know, I saw what my comrade was doing. It's like, what
you
the
did,
heck?
But it was, dude. It was really, yeah, it was really crazy.
Oh,
we even chose a parking... Or like a gas station that was on the like most western side of town so that people couldn't find us, right? But we were still scared. Like, I was like, we can get in trouble for this, guys. Like, I was a total knock at the time. Like, I was like, guys, what if we get in trouble? Like, this will be the worst. And they were like, it'll be fine.
Wait, you grew out of that? Hmm. Dang. When's mine coming? I'm nervous.
Ryan's over there like, it's not just a phase, Mom. I have anxiety.
Yeah, seriously.
Anyway, so Swisher Sweets, we down them. Well, they down them, and I watch anxiously. And then my American friends come and they're like, oh, you guys have been smoking Swishers?
Without us?
Yeah, kind of. And they were like, well, it's a good thing that we didn't, because we need to drive up to Salt Lake. And all of us, especially the Jordanians and the two Zimbabweans, were like, don't think these American kids know that smoking has no effect on your driving capabilities. Like,
absolutely not. So these American kids are like, whoa, is that a stick of something in your mouth? Weed. Absolutely. I don't know what it smells like or what it does, but I'm pretty sure that's the thing that you're doing.
Thank God I didn't chew gum and then play football. You know how those interactions are. Like, what does this mean? Like, these have no relation whatsoever.
Anyway, so we get in the car and we start driving up to Salt Lake. Now, during this whole ride, basically what's happening is people are just talking about how excited they are. They're like, oh, it's so fun. But we forgot, or we just assumed, because we're all out of, like, state, essentially. No one lives in Utah, right?
Okay.
Everyone just assumes that everything's going to be open. Till 5 a.m. or whatever.
Right.
It's Saturday to Sunday in Utah. That's the 4th of July. That's a Saturday to Sunday.
And was it a dry county?
Oh, it's a very dry county. Actually, I think they only like fully legalized liquor stores like a few, like 10 years back. Yeah. Maybe
I'm
like
pretty sure Utah
back.
Is pretty much a dry state.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Like, period. Yeah. It's just crazy. Anyway, we drive up. We drive up to Salt Lake City and we pull up to all of the clubs. No one is there. They
are
completely empty.
There are three clubs and we're in front of all three of them.
It is 10:40 at night. Everything is shut down. The clubs have closed. It's finished. Yep. Nothing is happening. And we were like, what is going on? There was one club that was like, keep in mind, we're 18. We don't have fake IDs. So we can only go to the 18 and over clubs.
Absolutely, yeah, the fun
there
ones.
There are
the
definitely
only
clubs that are open at least until 2, but they are bars that serve alcohol, and you are not allowed in them, right? Yeah. So now we're like, what are we going to do? So the Americans are like, we should go to Lagoon. We should go to Lagoon, which is this giant amusement park. Uh-huh. And we're like, okay, cool. Yeah, let's go to Lagoon.
I just want to pause really quick. There's an amusement park in Daytona Beach, Florida called Daytona Lagoon. And now that's the only thing that's in my head.
Well, just get ready for it. This is just the craziest time. So we go to Lagoon and we pull off the highway. It's like right off the highway. You go and you.
At 11 p.m.
At 11 p.m. I don't know why they thought that that might be open. They had like some sort of thought process. I can't remember the thought process. Okay. Anyway. We go into Lagoon.
Uh-huh.
We pull into the parking lot.
Yeah.
There are two other cars in the parking lot.
Now
these Americans are like, we should probably ask for directions. They were like, clearly Lagoon isn't here. Let's see if there's like somewhere we can go. So they were like, let's ask for directions. We pull up to the two cars. One person is having sex in one of the cars.
Okay, that's what I guessed. In my head. I didn't say it out loud.
Oh, wait for it.
Okay.
What's the other car doing?
Watching.
A guy, as we're pulling up, one guy has hopped out of the car and hands a brick of cocaine, or whatever it was, a brick of something, through
the
window.
Yeah, that's the most
window.
Brickable drug.
A brick of cement.
Sense. Yeah.
And maybe I should have reported this to the police, but I...
No. This is the correct thing to do is let Utah grow.
I think that was the thought process. It was just like, wow, we're really progressing to something a little bit more party style. Like, that was, we were like, soon the clubs will be open until 12. Soon the clubs will be open until 12. It'll be great. We just need more cocaine.
With a brick of cocaine. Like, that's a, people have the energy.
But it was just like this. Like, the guy, like, had pulled it out of his shirt and went like this, and I was in the front seat, like, the passenger seat, and I, like, looked, and they, like, looked back. What happens to us? Suddenly, we pull around, start driving away because the Americans are freaking out at this point. They're like, we are in trouble. Something is off. They drive around. The cars start following us down the highway. And at this point, these highways are like empty, right? Because it's 11 o'clock
it's
at
Utah
night on a Saturday
11
p.m. night. Yeah. Or whenever it was, 11, 12, whatever, somewhere around there. This car starts following us, and we were like, what are we going to do? They start stressing out. They're like, they're going to shoot us. They're going to, like, kill us. What are they going to do to us? Needless to say, they pulled off three exits down back to Salt Lake City. They didn't actually, I don't think, followed us. And that's just...
But
I don't
know
if you're entertaining, but that's the most... That's
you
the 4th of July that I
had. You thought you were going to get killed in a gangland shooting, and instead they just went home.
And if we're being honest, that's a pretty solid 4th of July celebration.
I mean,
like, if we take away a lot of the specifics, you went to a club until it closed. you saw people having sex in a parking lot. You saw a drug deal. You almost got shot by a gang. Yeah. And you
were
just out
time.
Until the next day. So...
Really cool.
I mean, it was great.
With no specifics in there whatsoever, you had a great 4th of July.
Pretty cool.
It was a very, I'll say this, it was very Utah, and I hate that for my, I could have had a much more entertaining, like, Vegas is 5 hours away. Like, I could have had a very different, like, kind of 4th of July.
You could have had a 4th of July that you would not be able to tell us about.
Yeah.
Because like you don't remember it.
Like, for legal reasons, it's all hypothetical.
Hypothetically, if I snorted the brick of cocaine,
the whole
what
thing.
Would you guys do?
You'd still have energy today. Ben, what about you? Didn't you celebrate 4th of July, like, during basic training?
I did.
Yeah, what was that like?
It was awful, if you can imagine.
Oh, I can.
So, I went to basic training. It was the summer of 2015. June, July. It's 10 weeks. So we were just there for the 4th of July, and I don't exactly know. We were also there for the Army's birthday, which is in June, and it was like the 250th or 214th, something like that. It was 200-something. So we had to do like 200 and whatever number of exercises for like every exercise. Too many, like that many repetitions for that exercise.
Happy
4th of July.
That
was the Army's
fair.
Birthday. And so like the 4th of July was after that, and we woke up. It was just like a normal day. Most of us didn't even know that it was the 4th of July because we've just been cut off from everything for so long. And then we get out to the PT field, physical training field, for those that don't know, which in Fort Benning, Georgia, was just like construction sand with like a wooden like stand in the middle, which is that's where the drill sergeant would stand so that he could yell to everyone as we're like formed up like in a circle or in a square, technically, around the stand. And the rest of us are just working out in like thick, wet construction sand. So it sticks to you. I was pulling sand out of my pockets months after I left Fort Benning. It's just there. And so we get out there and then they start shooting flares off. And we're like, what is going on? And they're like, happy 4th of July. And they're going to start shouting like, happy 4th of July. And we're like, that's what day of the week it is? We have no idea what's going on. But they're like shooting flares off. They like get up on the stand. We do like our warm-up drills. And then we do like our regular workout. And then they ask like, hey, who here can sing? And like four dudes raise their hand.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you sang.
No, God, no.
Do you sing, Ben?
I don't sing, not well anyway, but I also just don't volunteer for anything in the Army. I will wait to be voluntold.
You don't want
to. And so they call like four dudes, one from every platoon, to get up on the wooden stand and sing the Star Spangled Banner while the rest of us have to sit face down in push-up position.
Oh my gosh. Happy 4th of July.
Like, just holding ourselves up off in like a push-up position. And so while they're singing the Star Spangled Banner, and at this point it was like people were like, the drill sergeants were shooting off flares behind us. They were like shouting like when big parts of the song came up. And there was one dude I remember that tried to do like the flare on the song. Like he was extending the everything, and we were like, bro, shut up. Can you finish, please? Yeah, he was doing Lady Gaga stuff. We all hated him for it immediately. But then after that, we had lunch, and they served us steak and shrimp for lunch, but it was like cold steak and shrimp.
No.
Which we
as it
ate
would be
happily
on a base.
Yeah, we happily ate cold steak and shrimp because everything up to that point was just like peanut butter and bread and just like random. It was good food, but it was just like the most random group of things.
Yeah.
And so that was like our celebration. As soon as we finished eating steak and shrimp, they took us outside and they're like, all right, do 100 push-ups. Happy birthday, America. So people were like throwing up the steak and shrimp right out, and I refused. I was like, no, this was my celebration. I am keeping it down. You're not going to make me relinquish the steak and shrimp.
That's kind of like effed up, dude, when you think about it. Like, they fed you guys a ton of stuff just to make you work out and vomit it out. Like,
it's a normal thing. The first day that we had to do the gas chamber, they made everyone drink 2 glasses of milk.
Gas chamber?
Yeah. We have to go through gas chamber. It's a CS gas, or it's like military grade tear gas, basically.
Oh, I was like,
yeah, Not like
no,
that.
No. I'm glad that you got startled, though. Good on you, man. Thanks for thinking of me.
Yeah.
But like.
No. It was a totally normal.
The American Army is different.
Yeah, that's right. No, I thought we fought against those guys. Like, this is
they're like, happy celebration of freedom. True freedom is vomiting out steak and going through the gas chambers.
Also, I love how
they were like, should we buy fireworks? No, we got flares.
We have flares. I bet it was just like a bunch of flares that were about to expire, so they had to get rid of them somehow.
Exactly.
And they're like, psh, psh, psh.
They're like, let's just use them up real quick.
Yeah, dude, flares were going off, and then we had lunch, and then they were like, today is a great day for a MACP tournament, don't you think? And we were all like, no, it's not. We actually would like to take naps, I think.
For America.
Yeah, MACP, it's an acronym. It stands for the Military Army or the something. No, it's a Military Advanced Combat Program, mm-hmm. I think. It's the close combat training.
Uh-huh.
I don't exactly remember what the letters stand for, but it's called MACP. So we brought out all of these like wrestling mats, and we covered the entire courtyard in wrestling mats. Like this big old space full of just cushions, basically. And they had everybody line up all the way around the mats.
Okay, these people are sadistic. You guys were like, we want naps. And they were like, bring the most cushiony thing you can possibly find
and
don't use them for
and
that
then
purpose.
Let's have a Thunderdome. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bro, that's what it was, dude. We had to line up around all of the mats. And then the drill sergeants that were there like stood in the middle of the mats like, all right, who has a grudge?
To the death.
And we just started doing grudge matches for like an hour, dude. They would call people out on the mat. They'd be like, "Oh, you got a grudge? Bring it." And they'd be like, "Yo, who do you want? Who do you want?" And then they would just point or say the name of whoever and call people out on the mat and just wrestle them. And the only rule was that you could only win by submission via choke.
What?
The first rule of the army is you don't talk about what happens in the army.
So,
like, are you allowed to like?
So they would kind of let some of that stuff slide, but they were just like, we want wrestling. We don't want combatives. We don't want punching and kicking all that. We just want wrestling,
like pinning. You wanted to get like they wanted.
Yeah,
to
they pinned. Want, but they want you to choke. Pinning is fine. You can pin all day, and that match isn't over. If that person doesn't get choked out, well, if they're smart, they tap.
Oh yeah.
And the drill sergeant to go break it
in. Did
out,
anyone right? did anyone faint? Did anyone like pass out?
I knocked someone out.
Hey!
So this guy, I forget his last name, and even if I remembered it, I don't think I would say it, but he had a grudge against me, and I have no idea why. Like I hadn't talked to this guy he wasn't even in my platoon. Like I had no idea who this person was, but he had a grudge against me. For some reason, and he called me out, and he had like, he was probably like 6'1", and probably had like 50 to 75 pounds on me. And we go to shake hands, and as soon as he grabs my hand, he pulls me in on the handshake. Which before this moment, I was like, well, let's just have fun, a little bit of wrestling on the 4th of July. But then as soon as he pulled me in, I was like, I'm going to destroy you.
Yeah.
I was so mad in that, like, something clicked. I was just like, I am furious with how you've decided to not be a good sport about this. He pulled me in, and then he just kind of, like, fell forward on top of me. So, like, that's how he took me down, was just, like, shaking and then falling on top of me. And so I go into full guard so that he can't do anything. He tries to get me a cross collar, which is just, like, the weakest way to choke someone. Like, you basically just grab the two sides of their collar, and then you pull it, like, across. So, like, mm-hmm. the shirt is choking you. It's just, like, it's the weakest choke. And so I was like, this is not gonna, I'm fine. I'm not even gonna try and stop him doing this. He is just preoccupied. And while he was doing that, I, like, snuck one leg under his arm, and then the other leg up into his armpit. And then with my legs, I picked him up off of me. Like, I was laying fully, like, on my back, rolled up on my shoulders, and held him straight up in the air with my legs. And the way that his arm was, his bicep was across his throat. and that I had one leg under this arm and then one leg on the back of his head. So I was pushing his neck down into his own bicep, and it was choking him out, and I was just holding him there. And because he was just flailing in the air, he couldn't tap. Like, this hand was just like swinging. And so he just passed out in my legs, and then I just let him fall to the side. And the drill sergeants were like, "What just happened?" Like, that was that like a Bermuda necktie? You just got him in from a guard position? Like, this one drill sergeant, all he ever told us was position before submission. And I was like, that's a negative, drill sergeant. If I can submit before I get into a dominant position, I'm going to. And I did in that moment. And he was just like, that's not going to work again. I need you to, like, he was mad. He was like, don't do that again. And then the guy, like, woke up a few seconds later, and they were just yelling at him, "You idiot. You picked the smallest dude out here, and you lost. He choked you when you were in the mount. You are an idiot. Go get out of my face. I never want to see," like, just destroying this guy.
Get out of here.
Yeah, they were so mad at him. They were mad at everybody. They were mad at me for winning the way that I did, and they were mad at him for even kind of losing at all. And then I went right back to being, go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, was he like bigger than you? Was he like a
6'1", like 75 pounds more?
Yeah.
Wow. She's like
so
two,
at the time, something. Oh, I'm 5'5 always, but at the time I think I was probably closer to like 137. So he was probably like 6'1", 200.
Oh, wow. I'm 5'5 always. Thank God. It'd be weird if you weren't. Ben rolls a die every morning and sees if he's going to roll for initiative to be taller. Like, that's
nat
just
one every time.
How big will I act today?
Right?
Oh, that's 6'5". A constant. Yeah. That's a constant. How big will I act today? Very. So, yeah, it just didn't make sense that I should have beat him in any way, shape, or form, especially the way that I did it. And then I had to go back to basically being, like, in charge of my platoon. And I was, like, getting a head count just, like, of who was around the courtyard. And I was missing one. And I knew who it was. There was this one guy in my platoon who was just he was a shitbag. That's just the military word for just awful at his job. He would just shirk off. He was just lazy. Didn't do any of the work. And so I noticed that he was missing. And I was like, we have to find Ice House.
Ice House?
He said at one point that his favorite beer was Ice House, and so we never stopped calling him that. So he was Ice House. I was like, we gotta find Ice House. And I looked everywhere for him. I couldn't find him. The last place I looked was the downstairs laundry room, and he had wedged himself in between a washer and a dryer, which probably was only like a foot, foot and a half.
Oh, wow.
And he was a very large person.
Why was he playing hide and go seek? What the heck is
because
happening?
Because he wanted to take a nap. We were all like, I want a nap. And the drill started like, we're going to fight. And then Ice House was like, well, I'm going to nap.
Oh, wow.
So he wedged himself into a place where he thought nobody would ever look for him, when he was almost right. And he was just taking a nap in between a washer and a dryer. And so I yelled at him.
He's like so big. He's just like,
yeah, that's exactly what it was. He just, like, he fit, like, you know how, like, cats take the shape of whatever container? That was him. Yeah.
He
like,
was
his
liquid.
Fat was just, yeah, his fat was just liquefied, and he was just, like, he, like, slid in. And I yelled at him, and he like, woke up, and he hit his head on the dryer, and I was like, that's what you get, you idiot. And so, like, I grabbed him, and I dragged him out of the laundry room, and I threw him onto the mats, like, in the middle of everyone. And the drill sergeant's like, what the hell is going on? And I was like, yo, this shitbag here was taking a nap in between the washer and the dryer in the laundry room. And the drill sergeant's like, oh, okay. Oh, okay. You want to go to sleep? I got you. Don't worry about it. And then they called on this one guy, Taylor Cornelly. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his last name right, but at the time that he was in, he was back-to-back defending state champion wrestler for his college.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
And they were like, Cornelly, come here. And he was like, what's up, Drill Sergeant? And he's like, this is Ice House. He's a shitbag. He needs the shit kicked out of him. And Corley was like, I got it. Don't worry. And we just watched a state champion wrestler toss Ice House around like it was like a cat playing with a dead mouse. And just like this kid was just not happy at all. And the rest of us were like, that's what you get, you dumbass.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Man.
So that was my 4th of July.
Don't sleep in between washers and dryers in the military. Got
it. I'm going to say it. Ben, you're a narc.
Ugh. Oh, deserved it.
How do you have a bigger narc energy than Ryan? That's all I gotta say.
Hey, okay.
You know, first of all, you know damn well I don't have
that energy.
I
saw someone with a cocaine brick, and I was like,
that would have been, I would have let that happen. But I'm stuck at basic training with a guy who is not doing even like a quarter, who's taking a nap when the rest of us were getting the shit kicked out of us. And I was like, nah.
It's true. When there's that one person who just keeps like fobbing off everything and you're like, I want you to feel pain.
It would have been fine if he was just like, if this was like the first time he was like a good.
It would have been a whole different story.
Yeah. But dude, this dude every day would go do something that he wasn't supposed to be doing to get out of work. And I was like, this has to end right now by the hands of a back-to-back defending state champion wrestler.
Just a murderer if he ever decides
to. Like, he just got dominated. He got dominated.
Bro, we were laughing hysterically. It was really fun for us.
I mean, I love wrestling matches in general. So, yeah. It's just fun.
A real wrestling match, too. We got to see him get choked out. Oh, it was fantastic.
So you got to choke someone out and then just watch multiple people get choked out.
Yeah, that was my entire day.
Happy Independence. Pro-America. Yeah.
Absolutely.
American strength. What other way to celebrate American strength than watch Americans destroy other Americans?
Doing push-ups at 5 a.m. while four dudes sang the Star Spangled Banner and Drill Sergeant shot off almost expired flares is the most patriotic thing I've ever done in my life.
That is amazing. That really, that just does sound so patriotic. I mean, my story is less than that because my grandma got lit on fire, which I feel like is, so I mean, there were
grandma
flares.
Grandma got
fire
lit
was,
on fire, Independence Day.
Independence Day. Sitting at our house, it was great. Like, so here's what happened. This story, like all good 4th of July parties starts with a crime. We were trying to get this house. We were gonna buy this house that actually we currently do live in and still have for years and years. I'm probably in like the 7th grade. But my dad, when we got in to visit the house, had just stolen the garage door opener. And granted, we'd been the only people to put in like a bid on the house. So he was like, and he knew that we were gonna buy it, but still, like, it wasn't done yet.
And just took someone else's garage door opener,
so that we could get into the house, so we could start working on it. And so we had actually started like renovating, fixing it up, and things like that. And actually, at one point, the real estate agent comes by and is like, because this house was foreclosed on, it was disgusting, it was horrifying.
Right.
Put it like this: in the backyard, they had a pool, but the pool had been stagnant for like 4 years, so it was just black sludge. And also, so it still had a cool pool cover on it. There was a hot tub that also had the same black sludge, and then it had a cover on it. That's going to be important later. And so we go to this house. We're going to buy this house on like July 28th, but it's July 4th, and it backs up to a park. Literally, it's a 5-foot path that separates the park from our house. And they were going, and it's just this massive field. And they're like, we're going to launch off fireworks in the field. And someone must have said, hey, should we do the math and to see if it's windy or if this is going to blow anywhere? And they went, no, we don't need to do any of that.
It's fine.
So we're having a party at a house that we don't own. And while this is happening, like earlier in the day, we'd been playing like Roman candle wars where we're just shooting Roman candles at each other. My buddy Josh got lit on fire, but it's okay. He handled it like a champ.
Stop, drop, and roll, mi amigo.
Right? But so we are right. I mean, literally, I can just from my house touch this park. And we're sitting there on this little fence watching. There's a fence that is for the park, and there's a fence that's for my yard. We're sitting on the fence that goes to the park, and we're looking up, and we're watching the fireworks. And all of a sudden, after, like, the first round, I just go, these seem really close. And then I see flaming stuff land next to me. And I go, oh, it's very close. Because now We are getting so mortared.
These are just the pieces of the firework that have that blew up, and then the small fire pieces are coming down.
The shells that are still on fire, as well as the parts that are inside that are still on fire, are raining down.
Usually those things get shot over like a lake or something.
Yeah, or anything that's not this. And so, but no, they're shooting it over a neighborhood and over a cul-de-sac. And so,
absolutely,
there's children everywhere. And I see this, and as soon as a flaming one hits, goes, I'm like, well, this is bad. And so I turn around, and I was so nervous that we have a fence. The fence was probably at the time up to my chest, but I didn't touch this fence, but I jumped this fence. I like, there was a rock just off to the side. I just
Brian was like,
Naruto'd.
I summon the power of sleep.
The power of sleep.
He just starts like Naruto running.
Yeah, right. It was the most athletic I've ever been in my life. Where I straight up flipped it, and I didn't even touch the fence. I was like, I just went so hard, and I'm running down, and I look down, and my dad has got a hose. Both of the pool cover and the hot tub cover are on fire.
Absolutely.
And then all of a sudden, I see one land, and it hits my grandma in the lap, catching her on fire. Now,
Grandma, no!
Grandma, no! This is also my dad's mom, so my dad has a decision to make, and so he just starts spraying my grandmother with a hose.
I like to imagine that went in slow motion for him for a second. Like, he looked at mom on fire, looked down at the hose, looked back up at mom on fire, and just got this, like, maniacal grin on his face. And she was like, no! And he was like, I'll save you, Mom.
I'll save you, Mom.
And yeah, so my grandma is now soaked, but she's not on fire. And the fireworks continue. And it does this for like, this is a big fireworks show. It's huge. And so it goes on for like, I'm gonna say like 45 minutes of just a mortar attack. Just like, this is like
on the neighborhood, yeah.
Yeah. And then at the end, we all, like, there was damage to the houses and things like that, and they replaced all of everyone's things, and now they aim it differently. But I don't know what idiot possibly thought that, yeah, we're just gonna launch fireworks right next to a thing. Will it be a problem? Nah, it's fine.
Did you tell them? I hope that, like, it was just a news item. Like, these people aimed fireworks at the wrong place. Like, at the news, I expect them to be like, they lit a field on fire, they lit a hot tub on fire, they lit someone's grandma on fire. Like, that's how far it went. Like, they needed to know the extent of it all.
It was crazy.
I can't make this joke on the podcast, but I will text it to you later. However, I can say this part. It's just like looking out after the fireworks display at some parts of the neighborhood on fire and going, this is the price that I've paid for American independence.
This is freedom. The freedom to light fireworks wherever and however you want.
The freedom to burn down a neighborhood. You know what I mean? Like that's poetic right there.
But very Missouri. Very Missouri of you guys.
Very... Super Missouri. Yeah.
I mean, we started off with a fireworks battle against each other. We were children just trying to see who could set each other on
fire. Roman candle
wars
are so fun, though.
They're so much fun.
Dan, have you ever been in a Roman candle war?
I think I've told it on the podcast, the Roman candle fight, right? Mm-hmm. The story where the house lit on fire. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that was also a 4th of July thing. Well, just real quick. So we had Roman candles. I think it was Roman candles and fireworks. And my brother-in-law was, my future brother-in-law at the time, was lighting fireworks while we were having Harry Potter Roman candles.
Roman candle,
Avada Kedavra, you know,
and someone
stupid.
Comes in with, I'm Harry Potter, Expelliarmus.
Wait, did someone light the bag on fire? Is that this story?
I've done that.
No one lit the bag on fire. Anyway, so we're doing these Roman candles things, and we're firing them off. My brother-in-law at the time is also lighting a whole bunch of fireworks, and he's those little tube ones, right?
Yeah.
We're firing them off.
A bottle rocket or like the professional thump?
Yeah, the thump ones. Okay. Yeah. Not like giant, but like, yeah. Kind of biggish ones. Anyway, we're at this park, and my sister's house is like right next to the park. So that's why we're playing in it. We're like, yeah, this is great. We've barbecued. This is fun.
You guys and your houses next to
we're firing
to parks.
Them off. Out of nowhere, first of all, my Roman candle just like, have you guys ever had it just like spew out all of the like fireworks?
All of them,
like,
yeah.
Like it just like vomits them out essentially. That happened to me and I was laughing. I was like, ha, this is so funny.
But now you just have to sit there and hold it while tons of them are just shooting out all at once.
Well, out of nowhere, one of my sister's friends, I can't remember who it was, if it was I can't remember who it was. They fire off their Roman candle. The Roman candle hits the firework that has been lit, one of the tubes, and knocks down. It's pointing directly at me. And I know you guys have played COD before, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I turn around. You guys talk about slow-mo. I am running in slow-mo. Like, I'm like, oh, shit.
Of the times to run in slow motion, this is the worst one.
Did you go to the Prometheus school of running away from things? Did you run in a straight line? Homie, go to your right.
No, I was, no, you better believe I was like.
Okay, good.
I was, yeah, I don't know what, shucking and jiving, is that? I don't know if that.
Zigzagging?
Yeah, maybe in the 70s.
Yeah, yeah. I was on the dance floor.
Someone
I was
say shucking and jiving since I watched the movie Airplane. Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm zigzagging, trying to get out. Like, I was like, okay, oh, crap. Eventually, I feel like I've cleared it. So I do start running in a straight line. And I'm like, okay. So I start, like, I zigzag for a bit. And then I'm like, okay, I can start running. Out of nowhere, this ball of light is just like following. And this is where the slow-mo comes in. It's like, boop, 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 and explodes right in front of me. And I don't know if you've ever seen the COD flashbang.
Yes.
For anyone who's played COD.
Yeah.
It goes, well, poof.
I mean, I've seen
I like
real
land on the floor.
Bang. Yeah, that's been flashbang.
Well, yeah. I'm like, I've kind of been flashbang. You're like, it's happened. It's happened to me.
Anyway, that's basically what it is.
My ears are ringing. I just feel like very disoriented. I'm like a giant firework just went off in my face. Now I'm like, out of nowhere, the entire bush that is lining my sister's house lights on fire. Just
goes
up in
flames. Did you say out of nowhere?
Well,
have you been listening to any
technical?
Have you listened to any of the context of the story? You're like, yeah, I'm holding a Roman candle that's shooting them off, it, like, all of them all at once. I'm running away from a live firework. Everything's exploding. I have fallen. I can't see or hear, but I don't know how the bush caught on fire. Yeah. This is a mystery nobody has ever been able to solve.
Anyway, so now we're stressing out. It's just this oldest dry grass and, like, bush. And so we're just trying to put it out. I'm still, like, my ears are ringing. Everything's, like, kind of blurry.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, like just trying to pat everything out because there's only like 4 or 5 of us at this point. Eventually we get it under control, and who pulls up? The police. And yeah, the police were like, you guys know that there's like a fire warning in the area, right? And we were like, no, just bought fireworks and lit them.
I think technically it's a fire watch now because we can see it. Right? Is that how
I can see the fire?
We're watching the fire.
Yes, that's the Roman candle story I have. Fourth of July has resulted in a lot of weird stuff happening.
Always.
So, every time. Happy Independence Day.
I love story time.
Happy Fourth of July.
So much joy.
I love story time.
You know what I also love, though? Is
audience
some
submissions?
Yeah, love audience submissions!
So we're
going
to jump into our audience submissions. We are going to answer 10 questions that were emailed to the podcast this week. If your question is not answered on this episode, fear not. We do once a month, we do a audience submission-only podcast that gets posted on Patreon. So if you want to see us answer all of the questions that were submitted that we didn't get a chance to answer live on the podcast, you can subscribe to our Patreon. I think like $3 a month is the cheapest that we have. So we're cheap dates, and you can see us answer the rest of them once a month. The audience submission only podcast episode for June is already out. Episode 16 and a half is currently out now. So go ahead and sign up for our Patreon
Check
and see
out.
That. With that being said, here's the audience submissions for episode 17, kicking it off with Ryan.
Oh, yeah. All right, we got it from Connor T. Which reminds me, he's Mr. T. He pities
Mr.
the fool.
Mr. T.
If you could choose any job other than what you have done before, like Ryan working at Disney or Ben being in the Army, also being the stand-up, what would it be? Love the podcast. They give me something to look forward to, especially with Dan, because I recently came out as bisexual and all you guys make me laugh so much. Hey!
Yay!
We love you.
Congratulations. Happy Pride.
What would you guys do? What would you guys
it's
do?
It's July now, Dan.
Is it July?
Well, this episode's coming out in July.
Oh.
Hey, but you know what? Love people all the time. It's not a hard
Love
concept.
Love people all the time. Yeah. It's July, guys. It's
no,
July.
But Dan, you can go to jail for saying happy pride outside of June. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the corporations will get at me. McDonald's and all of them will come after me.
AT&T. I made a corporation like video, like essentially like just that they're pandering joke in today's video that I just posted on TikTok. So I was like, it's so dumb. It's so dumb.
Anyway,
stupid.
What job would you guys want that you haven't done before?
I was going to work for the government. So that is a thing that I don't...
all it's cracked up to be.
Different government. We still have civilian stuff. Yeah, civilian side of government stuff.
I need to look up the technical term for something.
But if I could have any job, I don't know. I love stand-up comedy. I think it's great. But, yeah. But honestly, I was super interested. I do a... Oh, hold on. Let me pull up the department.
Okay, well, then I'll answer mine.
While you guys
are Googling your things, I wanted to be so I was actually studying mechanical engineering before I dropped out of college, and I wanted to be a mechanical engineer just in the most general sense of the term of just like, I wanted to design cool engineering things for the future.
Yeah.
And I still think it'd be cool. Excuse me. I still think it'd be cool to be able to do that. But
he was getting choked up. He was like, I miss it so much.
No, there was just phlegm in my throat.
Oh,
no. He misses it. for the record, I couldn't remember because this office name is super long, but for the DHS, Countering Weapons of Mass Destruction Office is the coolest thing I've ever heard of. Wow. That's so awesome. But yeah, because I have a master's degree with concentration in Homeland Security.
You just build the Iron Giant.
Pretty much. Actually, I think what it tends to be is like you track down money and things like that to figure out where people are selling normally old Soviet lost nuclear weapons, which, gosh, the Soviet Union falling was just like, we got a lot of missing nukes, and it's like, super wish you didn't, like, but they do, so.
Oh, well. I guess we'll find those now.
I'm glad no one can put those in briefcases.
And then we'll keep them in Iowa, maybe.
Crazy.
Yeah, definitely
Iowa. I was an animation major, so it'd either be, well, I did two things. I was an animation major, and then I was also looking at studying biology, because, and I need to say this, I need to preface this in saying, I know that I'm going to sound druggy when I say this, but I am super interested in mushrooms, like just mushrooms in general, like all types of mushrooms.
All fungus.
All funguses. Yeah. It like really intrigues me. And I'd always like every other type of biology was not that super interesting to me, but like the anatomy of mushrooms have always been super interesting to me. And particularly now they are very interesting to me. Like I've been wanting to open up like a gourmet mushroom, like growing area out here in Utah, so that's in the process right
what
now.
What is this? But it's the gourmet mushroom.
No, but seriously, I want to sell it to like restaurants just because it's such an interesting thing that you have to be so like. It's so weird that if humans have to grow it, they have to be super sterile, but then mushrooms just grow out in nature all the time.
Yeah,
and then like they support the entire ecosystem, like they clean up the earth so frequently. It's just crazy. So yeah, I'd be a mycologist.
Dude, I love that. I think that's fantastic.
Every time I say something that you guys didn't know about me, you're like, oh, wow, what's why? But then every time Dan says something that we don't know about him, we're like, that's really interesting. Wow.
That's because I literally know so little about what he's talking about. All I can do is be interested because I don't have the brain power to know. At least when you say something, it's like, at least I know what type of thing you're talking about. Dan said it. I was just like, why? I'm a the claw.
It's because I'm from. It's because I'm from Africa, and if you're mean to me,
it's a hate crime. Yeah.
It's actually racist.
You hate immigrants.
Yeah, no.
In Florida, so I hate everyone.
Yeah. Moving on. That's equal opportunity.
anyway, Dakota M asks if you cook carrots in something, does that make it stew?
I'm googling this.
Well, I don't. I mean, like. If you cook carrots in something, I don't know. I understand what that means.
So I don't
reaction.
The introduction of carrots is not what makes a stew a stew. You can have a stew without carrots. You can have a stew with carrots. But so this is what the dictionary says: a dish of meat and vegetables cooked slowly in liquid in a closed dish or pan.
I was gonna say
it's like the liquid base that makes it the
stew.
Yeah,
that's
right?
What I would think. Yeah,
like
yeah.
You can have a carrot stew. But you can also have, like, roast beef and carrots. Like, you can roast carrots with beef, and that doesn't make
it
stew,
it's cooked
right?
Meat, vegetables, and liquid. And I think specifically cooked slowly and closed, because other than... if not, it would just be soup.
Does that make a Does that make like a Sunday roast with like roast potatoes and carrots, like a stew?
Stew, yeah.
Kind of.
I mean, yeah. only if it's enough liquid. Like,
yeah,
right.
I mean, yeah, you have gravy. You make gravy out of that stuff. Oh, I don't know.
Gravy, dude. But yeah, I had great food last night.
But cooking carrots in something is not what makes it stew.
Ryan's like, I know what I'm ordering tonight.
I literally just ordered food.
Ryan's like, Postmates, right now.
Because they had a discount, so it's cheaper than me going there right now. So I was like, heck yeah, I'm getting...
It's there it is. Two There's in the your afternoon. Food.
That would have been amazing.
Who knocked on the door?
Yeah, man, I think something just, like, ice. All... Did someone knock?
Yeah.
Someone knocked on my door?
There's been a disturbance in the force.
Hello?
God?
Yes, Annie? Do I want to be a cool kid?
Want to be a cool kid?
Ah!
What? Absolutely, I do.
This is like the.
Is this your niece?
My little cousin.
What do you have? Something cool that probably costs $100. Well, bring it in here and show me. Can I come look at it later? Okay, you'll bring it in once it's charged?
That's the most kid response I've ever heard.
So, just that voice in the back was just like the cutest, like...
That was adorable.
It's Annie.
So,
it's Annie.
My aunt bought a hoverboard.
Oh, that's cool.
And I guess awesome. It just came in, so yeah.
Nice.
Do you want to see something that's cool that maybe costs $100?
Moving on to Ben's question about things that are cool.
Jordan L. says, hello, I wanted to say that I am loving the podcast and I have appreciated every time you have answered my questions. This one's for Ben, but first, a little background information. I am currently a lifeguard with a company Ryan is all too familiar about. On 6/19, I was doing my job and jumped in for this little boy who just walked off the edge of the pool and into the water. I gave him to his dad and he came up to me and shook my hand and gave me his challenge coin. Turns out he is a lieutenant commander in the Navy and is a CO, commanding officer. With that background information, here's my question, Ben. What should I do with the challenge coin, and is it normal for a civilian to receive one from someone in the military? Thanks again, and keep up the amazing work. So it's not super normal for someone to get one, for a civilian to get one. However, it is a super cool thing that you should keep. And I did email you right after I got this email to let you know that you should keep it. A challenge coin, for those of you that don't know, it's something that officers get in the military. And so officers have their own specific coin. They get to design it. And what it is, it has your rank on it, and it has the NCO equal rank. So, like, if you're a lieutenant colonel, then it would say, like, commanding sergeant major next to it. It would have your unit, like, your company and battalion, all that stuff. Like, I've got, like, 8 of them. But basically, all they're good for is having a collection to have. Compare to other people, and if you ever find yourself at a bar on or near a base, you can slap your challenge coin down on the bar, and if you do that, everyone else will then have to slap their challenge coins down the bar, and whoever has the lowest ranking challenge coin has to buy a round for everyone at the bar. If you guys want to give me just 1 second, I can grab all of my coins that are in the...
Yes! Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. Well, I'm going to, Ben, do you mind if I read the next question? Or you can still hear me because you got the headphones on.
Go ahead.
Okay, next question we've got from Jackie S. Hi, guys. I'd be so happy if this makes it on the pod. Hey, guess what? It did. My question is for all of you. Did you realize how Thomas Sanders is a combination of all three of you?
He's
gay, wholesome as heck, and he's a Florida man who dresses up in characters and talks to himself. Bonus, he also does story time. I have been told that I think we've all been compared to Thomas Sanders at some
point.
Compared to him a lot.
I'd like to meet Thomas Sanders at some point. He just seems cool.
We'll just start emailing him to see if he wants to be on the podcast at some point.
Yes.
That'd be so much fun. Dan, next question is yours.
Where is the Pokemon episode? Coins.
Oh, geez. Let's see him then.
Hold on. Let's answer that really quick.
Yeah. Because, what is the Pokemon episode?
I feel like this is maybe something that we just offhandedly said that we were going to do one day.
The Pokemon episode?
Did we say we were going to play? Well, I remember saying, like, didn't we say we were going to play Pokemon? Is that what they're talking about?
Maybe. I have no idea.
I don't think we did. Because you can't really play Pokemon, because we don't do cards.
Kaylin W., we're going to need some more context. But thank you for sending in the question. More context for what the Pokemon episode would be. Kaylin.
Oh,
thank you.
Lost. Oh. Dan. Oh. There goes Dan. Digital Dan, down for the count.
He's back.
Did you guys say, hello?
Hello.
He's back.
Did you guys lose me?
Yeah, we lost you.
Yeah, for a second.
But we loved you.
Which is really weird, because I didn't lose you, period. Like, you guys stayed, like, pretty...
Oh, okay. We stayed pretty? Thanks, Dan.
You stayed pretty.
You stayed pretty. Brian. I just said Kale and W were going to need more context for the Pokemon episode. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Okay, so
thanks
I have...
a question.
I have my coins here. I've got 7.
The Illuminati.
So we'll start, yeah, we'll start... This is the first one that I got. And if you're watching on the YouTube, you can see it. If you're just listening to it, then hop on over to the YouTube and you can see what these are. But, yeah, so this is the first coin I got. This was in basic training. I was in Foxtrot 247, so it's a triangle with a fox. Two 249s are behind the fox, and it says 247 on it. And then the other side says Panthers Never Quit, which was our battalion slogan. It has a picture of Panther, and you can see down in this corner that is a captain insignia. So the captain was the one, my company captain, gave me this. The next one, I also got one from the lieutenant colonel. Out of the 247, so it's a little bit bigger. It's the Panther, so we were the battalion was the Panthers. I was in Foxtrot Company in the Panthers, so there's the Panther one, and then the back of it has the Lieutenant Colonel's insignia with the Commanding Sergeant Major insignia on the other side, and it says Panthers Never Quit. And then I have 3 from the 257th transportation. They're the same coin, but I think like 3 different lieutenant colonels gave them to me. But yeah, so this one is this one was from Fort Leonard Wood. That's the 257th. Was where I got my truck driving training.
Ooh.
So yeah, you see it says once it yeah movement control 257th Transportation Battalion Movers and Shakers.
Hey, I like that.
Yeah. Commitment to excellence on the other side. Lieutenant Colonel signal insignia. The middle says, "What's it say?" Spearhead of logistics is what it says in the very middle, and then it has always in control. And then I have one from the colonel. So I think those were lieutenant colonel, and then this one was the colonel. Yeah, it's a little bit different. The only difference between colonel and lieutenant colonel insignia is the color, but these are all gold, so you can't really tell. But
I'm pretty sure this one... Have you made a TikTok with this stuff?
I did a TikTok once where I laid out a lot... Yeah, I'm not in anymore, and these are just challenge coins, so I can do whatever I want with these. But I did a TikTok a while ago where I laid out all of my awards, but I didn't do any of the challenge coins. This one is the one I got from the colonel at the 58th Transportation Battalion. So it's a little bit bigger than the other one.
I like that. I'm like, it has holes in it. It's fancy now.
Yeah.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah. But I mean, it is, it says we set the standard 58th Transportation Battalion for excellence. And then the backside, nothing happens until something moves, coin of excellence with a colonel insignia on it.
That's cool.
And the last one that I got, this is my highest ranking one. I got this from a 1-star general. At my home unit, the 143rd Sustainment Command. And it's the biggest one, so it's a little bit bigger than the Colonel coin, but it has, like, you know, the 1-star in the middle, has all the information for the unit and all that, 143rd wow. Sustainment Command, Expeditionary. And the backside has the 1-star. Kinda, this is, like, reversed for me.
Cool.
That's
CG
insane,
and CSM
dude.
Coin for excellence. Sustinendum Victorium.
Victory.
Yep. That's my highest one. So if I was ever in a bar on or near base and someone slapped down a challenge coin, I would just go for the 1-star and hope that, you know.
I also love that Ryan
someone
just
doesn't
pulled
have
out
one.
Ryan what? Just pulled out like Latin on us. He was like,
brief little victory.
Sustaining victory.
Yeah, just a little Latin here and again. Well, you know.
Yeah, a little
really
bit.
I got a little Latin, little Hebrew, little, you know, had all those biblical languages. Got to have the Vulgate, you know, Latin. I'm a dork. Anyway, Ben, next question's yours.
So this is from Anna P. So she says, hi, guys. I love the podcast. Listen to it at work. Have to stop myself from laughing out loud. Heard you guys were going to be in Morris, Minnesota. I live like 45 minutes north of Morris. My question is, have any of you heard about ice fishing and would you want to do it?
Yes and yes.
Yes
I've
no.
told you guys that I have a phobia of ice, but I'm down to try it.
It just one of those things I want to try at least once. Yes. It sounds
It sounds interesting.
I would try it once, but I would be so cold.
Yeah. Dude, we're going to have to pack super heavy for this show.
I have not even considered like what the attire
the
would
weather,
be.
The weather, yeah.
Well, do we? Because it's like, is it?
It's still August, so it'll be summer.
Summer,
like, late
right.
August, so it'll be like approaching fall.
Yeah, they just asked if we want to go ice fishing. That's not a summertime activity. You know what I mean? Like this is like if that's still
I'm like
be
really
cold.
Nervous now. She's like, "Yeah, do you guys want to go ice fishing in August?" And I'm like, "What?" The African in me was like, "I don't want to go to Minnesota anymore."
The Floridian in me said the same thing, Dan. Don't worry. But yes, I guess.
Yes. I want to try most things once.
I want to try it. Yeah, at least once.
Yeah. Our next question is Sophie G. Hey, guys, love your podcast. In episode 14, Ryan mentioned AJR and Ben mentioned Weird Al. Both of those are my favorite artists. Nice. Excellent choice. Not only have I seen Weird Al twice in concert, but my Halloween costume from a few years ago was Weird Al. This summer, I'm going to see AJR twice. They do an amazing show. They're like great performers. I've seen them three times.
That's a bizarre combination of favorite artists. Yeah, AJR and also Weird Al is my actual like favorite.
It's my actual... Maybe it just works. You never know. Hey, maybe it's like a weird combination that you just didn't expect, but
to each their own.
Like ice cream and whiskey.
Sure.
Fun fact.
It's true.
John taught me that. I was like, we were chilling. And he was like, this is a really good combination. I was like, no, it's not. And he's like, take a swig, take ice cream. Like,
alcohol and cream. Nah.
Yeah. Well, because whiskey, a lot of whiskey is like, what, cinnamon based?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it just cancels out the whiskey. So it's great. It's fantastic. All right. Next up is Dan.
Victoria H says, silly question. If y'all were invited to the Met Gala, what would you wear?
Denim.
I think that depends on what the Met Gala theme
denim.
Is.
Denim.
I don't care. It's denim. Full denim. Denim bucket hat.
I'd go full camp, to be honest with you. Whatever the theme was, I'd go full camp on it.
Well,
I'd just go crazy.
What is that?
Just like super campy, like over the top.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
They actually had a theme that was camp one year, which was great, but a lot of celebrities kind of like dumbed it down. It was really weird.
Oh.
Some people leaned into it though, which was nice.
Well, I also imagine they get paid to just wear stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah, there, a lot of the stylists will like reach out to them and say, hey, can I dress you for the Met Gala, I believe.
I would probably just say yes to everyone.
That's like my goal. I want like Dior to like, I want to get famous enough that Dior like reaches out and is like, hey, can I dress you for this event? And I'll be like,
yeah,
you.
I'd want three stylists to dress me, but I'd wear like a little bit of each of their like outfits, but they don't get to collaborate to make it work.
So basically your timeline is, let's torture all of the people that are trying to help me.
Yes. Like one guy gets to do the shirt, one guy gets to do the coat, and one guy gets to do the
pants.
And they're
not allowed to talk to each other.
So no, they're not allowed to talk to each other, and I'm also going to wear my own hat.
You can do like a Lady Gaga. She wore like layers where she like peeled it off as she progressed.
Didn't she
down
wear
there, like...
meat at one point?
She did. That was for VMAs, I'm pretty sure, though.
Okay.
Oh, me and the hot goss on Lady Gaga. Yeah. There we go.
All right, yeah.
That's what we were doing.
Ryan, what I imagined you were just going to say flannel. Yeah.
How much flannel?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Addison J. Addison J says, hey, I love watching y'all. You guys are amazing. I'm not that old, but I have been thinking about joining the military. What would I need to do to go about it and prepare?
This is all you, Ben.
Don't.
No, actually, I'm gonna give some advice.
Okay. Yeah. Go for it.
Eat a lot of rice. tend to horses regularly.
Absolutely. Yes.
And, you know, the thing that I have thought of whenever I think of preparing for the military is hug your mom.
For sure.
Yeah. Love mom.
Maybe, I guess. Ryan, you have any advice? What do you think?
Stay civilian side. Like, do, if you want to work for the government, stay civilian side because you keep a lot of your rights and that's really nice. Ben, correct me if I'm wrong, but like, you can still do, like, work for an alphabet agency. Like
We just heard his entire Independence Day schedule, and I'm pretty sure we know he doesn't have rights at the time.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you really don't. I mean, Ben, correct me if I'm wrong, but like
I was Spartan 116. I did not have a name.
Bro, you lived the Halo games.
Yeah, I was like, wait, John was 117, so you really were.
Yeah,
just
the
one
kid
under
next
John.
To me, Boudreau. Zach Boudreau. He was my buddy.
Wow, he was Halo.
Or no, that it was
I think Briscoe. Briscoe was 117.
That's so cool. That Briscoe. Brings me so
That's
much
such joy. A military name. That's like I what know. I picture. Briscoe, we need you at a...
Yeah. but yeah, I would agree with Ryan's advice and just don't join the military. If you are going to, like, I can't talk you out of it for whatever reason, run. Run, run, run. I don't mean, like, run away. I just mean run. Get really, really, really good at running. If you can get, like, really good stamina, and I mean muscular endurance, like, doing a lot of low-weight, high-rep exercises and going for runs all the time, that's going to prepare you for basic training more than anything else will.
Also, correct me if I'm wrong, go Air Force.
Like, yes.
That's
what everybody says that I've ever met that's in the military. Yep. Is just like, it's just way easier.
And you're going to get made fun of and it's going to be okay.
My brother-in-law's at basic training in the Air Force right now. He went like a few.
I think they call
I don't
it
know
boot,
if it was this week.
Boot camp.
Air Force. Is it just boot camp?
Is what they call it.
I think.
He had to shave his head. Yeah.
That's the worst part.
I was about to say, that's one of the things that legitimately kept me out. I ended up having a bad back, which is a thing that like,
I have,
I, going, but like,
I don't have the picture anymore. My first military ID for the first 4 years of my career was taken at basic, and it was like, buzz your head, take a picture. And it was at like 4 a.m, and I had no hair, and I was just angry and tired, and it just looked like I was about to murder someone, because honestly, I was probably the closest I've ever been to wanting to. Don't join the military. If you do, run a lot.
Also, like genuinely, if you want to, like, I'm not sure what your desire is to join the military, but if it's, like, defend your country or, like, protect people and things like that, you could always go, like, what I'd recommend
is, there are better
is, like,
ways to do that.
Like, FBI. Like straight up, honestly, if you also wanted to work for, like, NGOs and things like that that help, like, my stuff was always, like, figuring out, like, lone wolves and things like that. So if you want to hunt people that are, like, trying to do really bad things. If you want to fight terrorism,
so
like,
I can break down the reasons. Like, okay, you want free college? Don't. It's not free. You have to sign a blank check worth up to and including your life. You have to give at the very minimum 4 years of your life up to servitude to the country for college. It's not free. You want to do it because you want to protect God and country. You want to do it for God and country. God and country don't care about your service in the military. The country does not care about you as a soldier. They especially don't care about you after you get out. The VA is going to do what they can, but that has so many problems with it. If you want to help your country stay stateside, help the homeless, build a way for the homeless people to stay off the streets, build a way for the people that are hungry to get food. That is how you help your country, not by signing up for the military. You want to do it because mom and pop were in the military or whatever? That's on you. I would just cut them out of my life. But, sorry,
okay,
that was probably a little too rough.
Unless you still have a good relationship.
And if there's not as many people in the military, then there's not as much military funding.
Right. The military takes $720 billion a year. And it would take $20 billion to end homelessness.
See, here's the thing with that. That sentence, though, is a bit misleading. The idea of end homelessness, because there will always be more homeless people. There will always be problems
sure.
that happen.
There are,
but that's the problem with that.
It's never going to be zero. But, like, the people
it
that...
could fix it. It could fix a lot of parts of it, for sure.
The but people
it just
that are there...
People go, end it, because we'll never...
The people that are there because of their own decisions... are going to remain there. But the people that are there because of this and that, and a lot of stuff went wrong.
Yeah.
They now have a new opportunity to at life.
Well, and most
and
studies
that's
show
most
that,
of them.
That when you give a homeless, well, I don't know if I need to actually look into the research a bit more, but I have been reading a couple studies here and there that just say that like, as soon as you give people in that situation a home, like an actual stable place to live and be, they actually tend to kind of come out of it pretty well, much faster than they would have otherwise. Yes,
but, well, it's very dependent on obviously person, also mental state, which is unfortunate, and that needs
sure.
to be talked about.
But that's also
like,
that's
the large problem.
Money can go to that too.
Yeah, I also think that like as far as like defending country and things like that, seriously, stay with home
cyber
services.
Security.
Like cybersecurity is huge.
Go into cybersecurity. Yeah, do that. Because that's like the biggest threat to the current country right now.
Download and learn Python. It's free, and you can learn it on YouTube. Teach yourself cybersecurity through Python.
Try to understand.
I was
going to
make a joke about
does.
Something that we had talked about previously. I was going to say get a Samsung Ultra.
But we didn't do it on the podcast.
So Patreon needs to be.
I mean, just to put it into perspective, like, yeah, if you're trying to defend things, I was briefed by the cybersecurity director of the NSA who said that, like, well, currently what they were working on is trying to figure out how to, like, protect Bluetooth. Because Bluetooth, like, is how they will change things in pacemakers, and that can be used to kill people. So if you want to figure out how to, like, defend Bluetooth, that would be huge. The problem is that Bluetooth is just an incredibly easy to hack system. So, like, yeah, look into things like that. Make cool. cutting edge discoveries. You'll save lives, and it'll really matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're very anti-military on this podcast.
Oh, no, we're not. Hold on.
I am. I'll say it. No. I don't support the military. I support the troops. I don't support the military.
Yeah, as an individual. Yeah.
I don't know. Depends.
As someone who's been in the military, it depends on the war. Ryan, there hasn't been a war worth fighting since like 1942, and even then we ignored it for the first 8 years.
There's only been a girl worth fighting for. A girl worth
fighting for. Yeah. No, I mean, I think it depends on what you're looking at. I would never blanket statement that personally, because I don't know. I think there's a reason that we are defensible, and that's pretty helpful sometimes, especially if you've got countries like Russia or the Soviet Union when they were around and things like that. Granted, proxy wars are horrible, but like it's too complicated for me to, that way.
It's nuanced.
It is nuanced. That's the thing.
Weird
that's
how nuance works.
It's a very, all things are a nuanced argument, and I'm willing to have that nuanced argument, but for the general sake of this is where I stand.
That should be a Patreon exclusive.
It's just
Ryan and Ben argue the nuance of military.
It'll be from someone who wanted to stay on the civilian side versus someone who got the shit kick out of him.
Yeah. But I'm looking at outcome, and we partnered a lot. Like, that was very nice. Yeah. It was, here's all the intel. Please fix this problem. That was all. Oh, my gosh.
We break things.
Yeah, right. Man. Oh, gosh. There are some really funny stories coming out from Blake, but those can't be told. Anywho's or what's it? Moving on to our last question. Alex G. Hello. Love the podcast and enjoy every Saturday because of it. My question is, if you know Bo Burnham, then what is your favorite song, bit, Netflix show of his? Thank you. And again, love your podcast.
I'm not going to delve into this again, but Inside was pretty.
Yeah.
Also, I love 8th grade. 8th grade was, like, amazing. I loved 8th grade. But that's not,
His original YouTube stuff. I loved it so much. It's so good.
Yeah.
Also, from the new special, All Eyes on Me is a great song. It's just a good song.
All Eyes on Me is just a great song. Also, I do love Welcome to the Internet for its, like, weirdness. And
Welcome
crazy.
To the Internet is fantastic.
It's super well written, I think. So.
I think at the time, like, when I first started getting into him, when he was just doing the YouTube stuff, I think New Math was, like, my favorite one.
New Math is great. Trying to think.
But that's
it's
just good. Yeah,
that's the note that we finish on.
That is it.
Good stuff.
That's all the questions. So that is it. That's all. Thank you all so much for listening to another episode of The Good, The Dan, The Florida Man. We appreciate you for listening, submitting some questions. If you want to find us outside of the podcast, Ryan, where can they find you?
YouthPastorRyan.com. It's got a link to everything there.
Dan.
Dan Bam Bam on all social media except for Snapchat, which is Dan_YOLOLove. Ben.
You can find all of my stuff on my website at benbrainard.com. It's spelled brain, A-R-D. If you can't figure that out, try using yours. You can also find all the podcast links on gdfmpodcast.com, and you can contact us by emailing podcast@gdfmpodcast.com. We love you. We thank you. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.